XL Energy, AEP, plan to invest $132 billion through 2030, written by Tom Kleckner and read by an automated voice. XL Energy and American Electric Power said during their quarterly earnings calls that they have increased their capital investment spend to meet increasing demand from large loads. XL told financial analysts October 30 that it plans to invest $60 billion over the next 5 years to strengthen its infrastructure because of 11% annual rate base growth. CEO Bob Frenzel said he expects the updated five-year plan to deliver 7,500 megawatts of zero-carbon renewable generation, 3,000 megawatts of gas-fired generation and almost 2,000 megawatts of energy storage to ensure system reliability, and 1,500 miles of HV transmission line miles to support demand growth. He said XL has safe-harbored all renewable and storage projects in the base capital plan. The Minneapolis-based company says it has 19 turbines on order, taking advantage of its scale to meet the demand from oil and gas electrification in the Permian Basin. The growth you see in the Permian is probably a function of two things, Frenzel said. One is continued strength in mining in the Permian Basin. So just more wells, more infrastructure, more fields being open. The second is a trend toward electrification of those fields and of existing fields. XL said it recorded a $290 million charge in reaching a settlement with plaintiffs in the 2021 Marshall wildfire in Colorado. The amount has been excluded from quarterly and year-to-date ongoing earnings. The company expects to pay about $640 million related to these settlements, with about $353 million expected to be reimbursed to Public Service of Colorado by remaining insurance coverage. XL Energy does not admit any fault or wrongdoing in disputes that our equipment caused the second ignition, CFO Brian Van Abel said. We believe this provides a positive outcome for our communities and our investors. The company reported earnings of $524 million during the quarter, compared to $682 million for the same period in 2024. XL reaffirmed its 2025 earnings guidance of $3.75, $3.85 per share. Frenzel said Hess confident the company can deliver on earnings guidance for the 21st year in a row. The company's stock price closed at $81.59 October 30, up 50 cents from its open.
AEP, $72 billion CapEx plan. AEP told financial analysts October 29 that it's revised its five-year capital plan to $72 billion and that it is supported by an expected $10% annual growth rate in its rate base.
System demand is projected to surge to 65 gigawatts by 2030, up from a current peak of 37 gigawatts. Company executives said they will invest $30 billion in transmission, $20 billion in generation, $17 billion in distribution and $5 billion in other spending. Electricity demand growth is happening, and we are seeing it play out across the country in real time, CEO Bill Fairman told analysts.
Regions with concentrated data center and industrial development, including AEP's footprint, are emerging as clear winners.
Large annual capital budgets from hyperscalers totaling hundreds of billions of dollars reinforce the conviction, strength, and staying power of this demand growth. The Columbus, Ohio-based company said its 28 gigawatts of contract data center load all have financial commitments associated with them. That's why we have so much confidence in the 28 gigawatts, CFO Trevor Milek said.
AEP reported third-quarter earnings of $972 million, slightly above 2024's performance of $960 million for the same period.
The company reaffirmed its 2025 operating earnings guidance range of $5.75 $5.95 per share, saying it expects to be in the upper half of the spread.
AEP's stock price closed at $121.89 October 30, up $6.79 from its October 29 open.